Hello, church family. Right now it's just before 7 p.m. on Friday evening, and wanted to just send out a quick announcement and update video from the church here. And we're so thankful for all the contact that we've been able to have over this past week. We're so thankful for God's safety so far with all of our church families. We had wonderful services last Sunday. We've had special prayer times over the past few nights. And we're looking forward to what the Lord's going to do as we move forward. A couple updates. Continue to pray for the Adams family. There are no symptoms in the family. They've been on quarantine and locked themselves down for right at a week now. And so they are doing well, but continue to pray for the family. And no other cases reported throughout our church family. But everybody's doing their job to be able to stay isolated and stay down as much as possible. We have had some good prayer meetings. We prayed for a lot of you specifically over the past few nights, and we want you to know that. We sure love our church family and what the Lord's doing. I don't know about you, but not having the contact is taking a toll on us. We just enjoy our church family, and we love each and every one of you. We're praying for you on a regular basis. And so we're getting some things done around the house here, constantly on the phone, text messages, phone calls, and just checking on people. If you are in a position that you need absolutely anything, then please feel free to be able to reach out to us. Or if you know anybody that needs something, then let us know. And we're sure trying to do our best to be able to help people. And so I wanted to share a verse just to be able to try to be of an encouragement and then prepare us for this upcoming weekend. But the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 21 and verse number 31, it says, "The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord." And so I wanted to share that. I had that on my heart. We are doing everything that we possibly can to make sure we are not putting ourselves in harm's way, to make sure that we are prepared for what may come. And we are trusting the Lord. And so we're being calm, but prepared. And so we are not unnecessarily getting around the stores. I know several people are working from home, and continue to pray for our small business owners that are affiliated with the church, that God would meet their needs and provide for them. And so there's a lot to be prayed for, but I want you to know that we do our best to be able to prepare, but then trust the Lord through all of that. And so part of being prepared and against the day of battle is we want to make sure that our families are the safest that they possibly can be. And so we want you to be able to isolate if need be, hunker down, and be ready as things continue on in our state and across the nation. And so with that being said, I'm going to make the decision that we are going to live stream our service only this coming Sunday. I know I'd sent out an email on Tuesday morning that we were looking to do an 8 o'clock service, a 10 o'clock service, and a 12 o'clock service. But and several were gracious enough to be able to call in or to be able to text or to be able to email and be able to spread that out across the services. But I just feel with the way things are going, I do believe there's more regulations that are probably going to come. And so I want to be prepared for that, and don't want us out and around. The church has been thoroughly cleaned and ready, but still, I will be right here at my kitchen table, Lord willing, on this coming Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. And so you can watch us live on YouTube, and then you can also go to the church Facebook page, and we will be live streaming on there also. So both on YouTube and on Facebook, we'll be live streaming, and we'll just have the one service at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. And so we are preparing for whatever the Lord has for us over the next couple weeks. I will say, and I cannot say definitely on how long this will be, but if more regulations come down and recommendations from the state, then we will be looking at that also. So we may look towards next Thursday and also next Sunday if need be. And so do remember the church family throughout this time. If you have some time, maybe give a phone call to some of our elderly and spend a little bit of time on the phone with them as they're sitting at the house. I know a lot of us have social media and networking that we're in contact with people, but some that do not have those avenues, they're bored sitting there at their house. And so maybe drop a phone call to a few people and be able to talk with them, be able to spend some time with them, be able to pray with them on the phone. And then remember those that still are working from home or some that have to go out. We do have some healthcare workers, and they're on the front lines. And so they can't just shut down and stay at the house. And so please continue to pray for them, that God would watch over them, be able to keep them safe. But just as an update, let me summarize. I will be live streaming our service from my home on Sunday morning. And so that will be at 10 a.m. that we'll live stream. We will not have physical services there at the church. And so you can log in and come to YouTube, or you can go to the church Facebook page to be able to watch that service. And we'll have the message from the Word of God. And then we will keep in constant contact, and we'll let you know what we're doing for next Thursday and next Sunday. But I just believe this is the best way to be able to go. And the horse is prepared. So I hope each and every one of you are prepared, that if things come and this is an extended period, that you're at your house for a couple of weeks, I hope you're prepared for that day of battle. And we're going to trust that the Lord, the safety is of the Lord. And so we're going to trust it. You say anything that's happened up till now, listen, you can't change any exposure, anybody that you've been around up till this day. And so, but we can make sure that we're doing everything we can each and every day to be ready for it. And so we're asking the Lord to be able to watch over us, keep us safe. And if you do need to get in touch with myself or with Crystal, we are available. And so if you just need to talk, get contact with the outside world, then go ahead and give us a phone call, give us a text message, whatever it may be. And so we're asking the Lord to work in a great way. So let's have a word of prayer together, and I'll look to see you here on YouTube or on Facebook on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for our morning service of Granite State Baptist Church. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we love you. Lord, I thank you for the access that we have, not just through the Lord Jesus Christ to be able to come boldly before the throne of grace, but the access we have to be able to fellowship one with another in the social media age and the technology that we have. And Lord, it's not my fleshly desire, Lord, to be separated from our church folks. Lord, I love them. I pray for them. And Lord, I just ask that your hand of protection would be upon them and upon their families. And Lord, would you protect our nation? Help us to spend time in prayer with you. Help us to spend time in the scriptures. And Lord, may we cherish that time that we get to come back together as the church of the living God and be able to gather together as a church family once again. And so, Lord, I pray that you'd watch over each and every one. May you be honored and glorified in our lives. Keep us pure, keep us holy, and keep us walking with you. And may we look forward to your soon return. And Lord, we'll thank you for what you'll do in our lives now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, feel free to keep in touch with us. And we look forward to seeing you and hearing from you shortly. We sure do love you. And we'll see you at least on Sunday for our morning service on YouTube and Facebook.